Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. All right, I know that we want to keep things a little bit light and Purim-ish, but there are some very serious conversations to have, and we wanted to understand this. In fact, I actually thought it's actually amazing. The United Nations have released a Purim spiel this year because they've accused Israel of genocide and sexual assault because they've destroyed some of the fertility clinics. I kid you not. I actually kid you not. That is how far the United Nations has fallen. Anyway, Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor, joins us this morning. Chag Purim Sameach to you, Sean. How are you?
Great, thanks, Howard. Chag Purim Sameach. I hope it's a good day for you and the rest of Am Yisrael.
Amen. So now let's just talk about that. The United Nations putting out a Purim spiel.
Absolutely. There's no other way to put it. It really is a joke, and it's quite funny, but unfortunately, it's at Israel's expense.
Right.
So I'll give you just the brief idea of you want to talk about a Purim spiel and how ridiculous this is. So the United Nations commissioned a commission of inquiry as an addendum to the Court of Justice case brought by South Africa. Basically, they decided Israel was guilty of something, and then they put out this commission to try and find what Israel is guilty of. That is actually the way this went out.
No. So okay, we know you're guilty. We know you're guilty, but now we're going to figure out what it is.
Exactly. And right. In order to confirm this, they decided who are the most biased judges we could come up with. And again, I'm not even joking. So the first person, the chair of the committee is Navi Pillay, also a South African. And she's also very proud of the fact that she previously supported boycotts, divestment, and sanctions, called Israel an apartheid state. So she was the chairperson of the committee, because that's the way you need
yes,
to do it.
Right.
The next person on the Kultari is the Pakistani judge, Mr. Kultari, who's on record complaining about the power of the Jewish lobby, and he's been condemned by most Western countries going back 2 and 3 years ago because of his anti-Semitic statements. So he was obviously the next person who was very appropriate to put on this committee. And number three was Chris Sacerdoti, another UN commissioner who has a history of supporting Palestinian causes and has often said that he's very skeptical of any claims of anti-Semitism. So they actually, by UN standards, are the perfect people to put together a commission that needs to find Israel guilty of something. So that's just the start of this Purim story.
Right. And what is it? What has Israel been found guilty of in this particular case?
So like we said, the Commission of Inquiry said Israel is guilty of something, and then they put out a call for a whole lot of NGOs to just tell them what Israel was guilty of. And over 55 different NGOs put together statements claiming that Israel was guilty of anything from preventing births to training dogs to sexually assault Palestinian prisoners. I kid you not. No.
That
tells you how ridiculous this is. Mm. And then anything that was – so you spoke about the fertility. Now, that's actually very important because one of the parameters of genocide that the ICJ is looking at is the preventing of births. That's actually one of the legal definitions.
Mm.
And here, a Palestinian – organization called the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, which is led by a man who is actually a PFLP terrorist. Part of this Purim story, but it's real. They put out a commission saying that there was a battle near a fertility clinic. So they acknowledge that Hamas was in and around this
fertility clinic.
But in the course of the battle, Israel fired and destroyed areas near it. But because they didn't take sufficient precautions and the fertility clinic could no longer be used because it was part of a battle, Israel is therefore guilty of preventing births. Therefore, Israel is guilty of genocide, and the story is closed. And the Commission of Inquiry put this in, ignored the whole Hamas aspect, and said Israel just indiscriminately destroyed a fertility clinic.
I don't even know what to say. I actually can't even find words. How does the UN not feel ashamed of this? Because the extent to which they have fallen is so sad.
Well, again, that's a hard question to answer. How do they not feel shame? I think once you've fallen so far, the only thing you need to do is you need to keep up the farce. And that is the situation we have today, that they've turned into a joke of themselves. And it's really appropriate that this commission of inquiry, led by three anti-Semites, three Israel haters, decided to publish their ridiculous report on Purim. It's really appropriate. And I think that tells us all we need to know.
Absolutely incredible. Is there a way to even rebut this?
So again, what I thought was very interesting, Israel has actually, the Israeli government has put out a number of statements. The organization I work for, NGO Monitor, has put out statements. Much of the Jewish world realized the ridiculousness of this commission of inquiry going in, and they've put out statements. But the interesting thing is, I think much of the world is also a little fed up with this. Already yesterday, there was minimal response from various medias, with the exception of South Africa, obviously. But it has gotten so ridiculous, so over the top, so overblown, and the world has far more important issues to deal with, and it will be ignored. Going back to just the last 5 years, even before the horrors of October 7th, the UN commission, the UN issues regular condemnations of Israel and commissions of inquiries, coming up with new ways of Israel doing something wrong, and much of the world, much of the decent real world has kind of started ignoring this because it achieves nothing. It pumps up hatred sentiment. It makes the South African government feel like they're doing something, even though they themselves are degrading the good name of South Africa. But in much of the Western world, even in Europe, there's bigger issues and they're ignoring this.
Well, that is unfortunately something that we are used to. That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. As always, Sean Sachs talking to us about the United Nations Purim spiel that really isn't. And if it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny. Or as we say in the classics, we laugh through the tears.